Penguin Random House Australia Audio proudly presents The Last Station, written by Nicole Alexander, narrated by Nicholas Brown. All rights reserved. The author acknowledges the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people as the traditional owners of the land on which this story takes place. She pays her respects to all elders, past and present. Prologue. 1889. Benjamin Dalhunty twitched the curtain in the study. Outside on the veranda, the wool broker from Goldsborough Mort & Co. awaited an audience, his filthy hands making a sorry mess of the hat he held. He was stocky, spade-headed, the type of rugged fellow Ben's father admired. The sort of man Ben knew he could never be, though he suspected his father still believed in the possibility of miraculous transformation. As if it were conceivable for Ben at some future point to become the man expected of him and suddenly find the wherewithal to manage hundreds of thousands of acres. Beyond the white paling fence of the homestead, 15 stockmen rode past, followed by the overseer. The Goldsborough wool broker turned to watch as one flat-topped wool wagon and another trundled by, the towering bales momentarily blocking the agapanthus sky. This was fortuitous timing, for it allowed the broker to understand the enormity of the business he hoped to vie for. And yet even as Ben stared at the man's broad back, a vision arose of sandstone buildings. There he was, Benjamin Dalhunty, striding along a city street toward his office, black umbrella swinging jauntily, ink-stained fingers eagerly awaiting blank paper. His copper plate was second to none. The slide and thud of a drawer drew Ben reluctantly back into the present, the cedar-lined study with its thick Orbison rug. His father, Alfred, remained ensconced behind the mahogany desk, squaring up different denominations of pound notes, the growing stacks perfectly aligned. Once satisfied with his counting, he marked down the amount in a green ledger and packed the money into a metal box, keeping a portion of it aside. That afternoon, before he left on the paddle steamer for Bourke, from where the Sydney-bound train was due to depart the next day, Alfred would slip out to the grove of palm trees, located a half a mile from the rear of the homestead, and bury the cash for...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?